This free program is paid for by the listener members of KPFK. If you're not already a member, consider joining with us and keep free speech alive.
I'll say, boy howdy do they rule the world. I think the Koch brothers might want to rule the world. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Bradcast. I am Brad Friedman, your friendly citizen, investigative blogger, journalist, troublemaker, and this week certainly muckraker from bradblog.com, drafted into duty once again here this week on 90.7 FM Los Angeles, KPFK, did I say that? 90.7 FM Los Angeles, 98.7 FM Santa Barbara, 93.7 FM in San Diego, 99.5 up and down the Central Coast, and of course, coast to coast and around the globe on kpfk.org. Glad you could join us here this afternoon. As I say, what a week it has been, at least for me. I'm already tripping over my words here. Why? Oh, because I'm working on about 5 hours sleep over the last two nights. Yes, it's been a big week, at least for me, at bradblog.com and at motherjones.com, where I broke a two-part, very exclusive series. Yesterday was part one. Today, this morning, was part two concerning the Koch brothers, something that I've been working on for the last, I think 6 weeks now, at least, putting this story together concerning the Koch brothers and concerning secret audio tapes that I was able to obtain from a source, secret audio tapes taken from the Koch brothers' very secret, very ultra-exclusive summer seminar in Colorado at the ritzy Ritz-Carlton Beaver Creek Resort in Bachelor Gulch, Colorado, this year at the end of June. The Koch brothers, of course, the multi-billionaires, each worth about $22 billion after inheriting their father's oil and chemical conglomerate business. And, of course, the Kochs are the folks who have been put the wind beneath the wings, if you will, under the global warming denial movement. The right-wing Americans for Prosperity, David Koch is the CEO of that group. Basically, the Kochs are everywhere, and they hold these super-secret meetings of corporate titans twice a year. In the past, we have come to learn in the past that past attendees have included Rush Limbaugh, Glenn Beck, all sorts of Republican elected officials from the hard right, including Supreme Court Justices Antonin Scalia and Clarence Thomas, all of whom recently helped the Koch brothers out a great deal in their Citizens United decision that now allows these billionaires to raise even more billions and keep it all undisclosed from the public for their political activities. Well, I was able to obtain, as I said, from a source, some of the audio, a great deal of the audio, from inside these, the most recent summer seminar in, June 26th and June 27th. The first night in particular, given the keynote speaker that night, the first night the security was extraordinary. In fact, they had placed large speakers around the outside of this big dinner pavilion where there was about 200 or 300 invited guests. These huge speakers were blaring pink noise out into the mountains in order to keep eavesdroppers from listening in to the proceedings inside as the brothers Koch proceeded to raise even more millions from the corporate barons in attendance and to listen to the various luminaries and keynote speakers. We're going to go through some of the speeches, some of the remarks from both of the Koch brothers, both Charles and David Koch, as well as the keynote speaker on the first night, who, until today, until this morning's part two of this two-part exclusive over at MotherJones.com, no one had even known that this guy was there, this Republican governor, this Republican superstar, who appeared on June 26, on the morning of June 26, on NBC's Meet the Press. He then flew out to Colorado, meted and greeted with all the corporate titans there, gave a rousing stemwinder of a keynote speech, got back on a plane, jetted back to New Jersey, and first thing in the morning in New York City, he was in the studios of three different cable news shows as if he had never left. And apparently the press never even bothered to ask him if he had gone, despite the fact that other governors were there. Governor Rick Perry of Texas, the current Republican presidential frontrunner, Governor Rick Scott of Florida, Bob McDonnell of Virginia. They were all found out. Not that they went out of their way to let anybody know, but they were all found out. However, Chris Christie, the keynote speaker, was not found out until we released this story today at Mother Jones, and the full audio and full transcript from all of this business, from Chris Christie's keynote speech, from the remarks by David and Charles Koch, are all available at bradblog.com, as are extended excerpts from the closing night speaker, which was Fox News' Judge Andrew Napolitano. So Fox News reported for duty with the Kochs as well, out at their latest summer seminar that no one, by the way, has ever heard before. We have never heard this audio. So I'm going to get to some of this audio. Then I'm going to be joined by Gavin Aronson of Mother Jones, who wrote a companion piece to my part one exclusive yesterday. We're going to talk to him about the companion piece and about all this entire fine mess, because Gavin is actually a fact checker over there at Mother Jones. So he, too, has had the privilege and joy of being buried with this material over the last several weeks. But let me first get to a clip. This is from the welcoming speech of Charles Koch. And this was, you might call it media chum, but it is certainly the lead of this story yesterday of part one that went absolutely viral. You may have already heard about it, because it was just all over the news everywhere. I was all over the news yesterday with it. I was on MSNBC and the Ed Show there and CNN Situation Room. This, I think, is really the clip that got folks' attention when Charles Koch seemed to be comparing or alluding to or equating Saddam Hussein with the President of the United States during his welcoming speech to the folks at the Koch seminar in Vail, Colorado. Clip number one here.
We have, as Saddam Hussein, this is the mother of our wars we've got over the next 18 months. For the life or death of this country. So I'm not going to do this to put any pressure on anyone here. Mind you, this is not pressure. But if this makes your heart feel glad and you want to be more forthcoming, then so be it.
So we have Saddam Hussein, says Charles Koch. This is the mother of all wars we've got in the next 18 months for the life or death of this country. Now, I attempted to get comment from Koch Industries, from the Kochs, about exactly what they were referring to when they referred to Saddam Hussein, suggesting that Barack Obama, perhaps, was Saddam Hussein. Certainly that the mother of all wars over the next 18 months for the life or death of this country, as Charles Koch said, was obviously an allusion to the 2012 election. He used the language like that throughout, and in his closing remarks on the second night, he echoed that again, discussing the mother of all battles in the 2012 election. I tried to get comment from the Kochs specifically about the Saddam Hussein comment. They declined to respond, all they would do before we ran the story of Mother Jones was point us to a page at the Koch Industries website describing what these seminars were for, but they would not discuss the Saddam Hussein comment until after we released the story yesterday, at which time ABC News' Jake Tapper, their White House correspondent, was able to finally get a comment from Koch, which they say was meant to clarify their remarks. Here is the key part of their response to Charles Koch, seemingly equating Saddam Hussein, a murderous dictator, with President Barack Obama. This comes from Philip Ellender, President and COO, Government and Public Affairs, Koch Company's public sector. He made the following comments regarding confusion about Charles Koch's remarks. Said Ellender, there are reports about surreptitiously recorded audio taken out of context from a June 2011 conference hosted by Koch Industries. Now, first, I should say that this was not taken out of context in any way. As I said, we have the complete audio. We have the complete transcript of Charles's complete remarks on both opening and closing nights of that event. So nothing out of context here. He goes on to say, as is typical for far-left groups... Again, not sure who the far-left group is he's talking about, but as is typical for far-left groups, these reports make more false claims about Koch. Specifically, they assert that Charles Koch referred to President Obama as Saddam Hussein. To be clear, Mr. Koch was not referring to President Obama in his remarks. He was referring to the, quote, mother of all wars comment made by Saddam Hussein on the eve of the first Gulf War. Amid record U.S. unemployment, continued economic decline, and loss of liberty, the U.S. has been plunged into its own, quote, mother of all wars. Our nation's future will be determined in the coming months by the choices Americans make on how to address these critical economic issues. Charles Koch, this is from the Koch group, Charles Koch closed his conference remarks by stating, quote, God bless you and God bless America, emphasizing his love of this nation and his appreciation for all who stand up and speak out for liberty and economic freedom. That comes from Koch Industries. That's their response. Even reading their response is not entirely clear what the hell they're talking about when in trying to clarify this comment. Once again, from Charles Koch, just so you can hear, now that you've heard their response, this is what Charles Koch had to say. Number one, again.
We have Saddam Hussein, this is the mother of our wars we've got over the next 18 months, for the life or death of this country. So I'm not going to do this to put any pressure on anyone here, mind you. This is not pressure. But if this makes your heart feel glad and you want to be more forthcoming, then so be it.
And he goes on then to ask for more money and to say something even more extraordinary. In any case, you can decide for yourself. As I said, we've got the full audio over at bradblog.com. But I wanted to be fair to the Kochs as much as I could and give you their response to it. we will let you decide. Now, before we move on to the next clip from Charles, just moments later in here, I want to welcome aboard to listen to this with me and to comment on it, Gavin Aronson from Mother Jones. He's an editorial fellow there, and he is a fact checker at Mother Jones. Yes, some places still use fact checkers. Mother Jones is one of them. And hey, Gavin, welcome, sir, to KPFK.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Delighted to have you here. And I should say that Gavin wrote a companion piece, if you will, that ran along with my part one yesterday at Mother Jones called The Million Dollar Donor Club, in which he went through all of the names that Charles Koch actually said out loud at this event. And Gavin, let me play this clip for folks so they get an idea of what we're talking about, and then we'll go through just some of these folks that Charles Koch actually listed out loud. D'Angelo, clip number two. This is Charles Koch on the opening night of the Koch Industries summer seminar in Vail, Colorado.
What I want to do is recognize not all of our great partners, but those partners who have given more than a million.
Of course, he's worth, Charles, worth $22 billion, so this is hysterical to the secret crowd out there. And then Charles goes about reading the names, actually listing off the names of 32 folks or 32 families who have given more than $1 million to the Koch brothers' political causes over the past year. Oh, well, so much for the anonymity that they also promised they could help folks out with at a different point during the event. So the job of going through all of these names and making sense of them fell to my guest, Gavin Aronson. All right, Gavin, how long did it take you, first off, to go through these 32 folks and figure out who the hell they were and where they came from and how much they were worth?
Well, it took a lot longer than I had originally anticipated when I first got the fact check assignment.
Right. Did you have to go through? I mean, because one of the things that these guys do, that the Koch brothers do, is in the wake of Citizens United, a lot of this stuff is kept in the dark. A lot of these the donations and the funding that moves forward. So, how did you go about collecting the information to figure out who these people were?
Well, last year, this is the first time the audio, to my knowledge, was released. But last mm-hmm. year. There was a similar seminar in Aspen, Colorado, and thinkprogress.org published that and included a list of participants for the Aspen conference. And mm-hmm. so, first of all, I cross-referenced that with the audio, mm-hmm. and that's how I came up with a lot of the names. And then there's some more, though,
yeah.
that were not on the list, so it's kind of the first time that they were associated with this with these seminars. And they... we had to stipulate that, of course, without confirmation from the Kochs, who, as you said, didn't respond to our request for comment.
Right.
We surmised who these people were based on past connections to either the Koch brothers mm-hmm. or to Republican conservative causes over the years.
Yeah, because a lot of these things we sort of had to figure out at first phonetically, because he would say, the Court of Posses, the DeVosses, the Farmers, the Freezes, the Fullenwinders, the Gilliams, the Griffins, and he gave some first names, Diane Hendricks. But a lot of these, we had to figure out who the hell they were, and you really did a yeoman's work here in sorting out this mess. Have you gotten any complaints, by the way, since you published this story yesterday? Has anybody called you and said, hey, wait a minute, you named me, and I had nothing to do with the Kochs?
I kind of thought I might, but so far, unless my editors haven't told me anything, I have not heard anything yet.
Okay. And a lot of these guys, by the way, are just what I was struck by. The article is called the Koch Brothers Million Dollar Donor Club. But in fact, it looks like most of these folks on here are absolute billionaires, more than millionaires.
Oh, yeah. These are some pretty wealthy folks.
They certainly are. All right, let me move on to some more audio here. Where do I have? Okay, so we move on now to David Koch, and Gavin's going to stay with me here because I want your thoughts on this. I'm also going to bring in Desi Doyen here momentarily, but David Koch, Brother David, now in these secretly recorded tapes that we released exclusively at Mother Jones yesterday and today, and at Bradblog.com. David Koch introduces the superstar guest keynote speaker, Governor Chris Christie, who for some reason decided to keep the entire visit a secret until today when we outed him. And by the way, he has confirmed, in fact, that he was there when a question was asked of him about this by a New Jersey paper during a press conference today. But anyway, here was some more of these revelations. This is David Koch during his introduction of Chris Christie on that first night in Vail, Colorado, number five.
It was a real privilege for me to be asked to say a few words on behalf of Governor Chris Christie. 5 months ago, we met in my New York City office and spoke, just the two of us, for about 2 hours on his objectives and successes in correcting many of the most serious problems of the New Jersey state government. At the end of our conversation, I said to myself, I'm really impressed and inspired by this man. He is my kind of guy.
He is my kind of guy, says David Koch about Chris Christie, and offering us the revelation that they met in their New York City, in David Koch's New York City office, and spoke, just the two of us, for about 2 hours. Another revelation that was not known, another secret that was kept by Chris Christie. And the AP within the last few hours has picked up, I don't know if have you seen this, Gavin, but the the Associated Press has picked up this report that Christie met with oil execs before gas-packed pullout. This was a secret meeting with David Koch, who says that Chris Christie is my kind of guy. And what is interesting is when they met, it was just weeks before the governor, Chris Christie, ended up pulling out of a regional greenhouse gas initiative. Let me play this clip, number six, and then I'll bring Desi Doyen in. Number six, this is David Koch again during his introduction of Governor Chris Christie in the secret Koch tapes.
Another example of Governor Christie's commitment to the free enterprise system is that only a few weeks ago he announced that New Jersey would be withdrawing from the greenhouse gas initiative, which was which would have raised energy costs, reduced economic growth, and led to very little, if any, benefit for the environment.
And you can hear the boo there at the end. Let me get my thoughts from my producer here, Desi Doyen, who also is my co-host and the managing editor of the Green News Report, heard on fine progressive radio stations around the country that she and I do throughout the week. Desi Doyen, welcome. Explain, what is this regional greenhouse gas initiative that the folks at the Koch conference were just delighted? You heard that it was perhaps the biggest reception during much of the night. What is the regional greenhouse gas initiative, and why is it important, and why does his meeting with Chris Christie about it matter here?
Well, the Greenhouse Gas Initiative was, the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative was a group of northeastern states who decided to work together and negotiate together to reduce smog and emissions in the Northeast, and they were going to institute something like a cap and trade system of sorts that would help to reduce emissions and help to prevent, to provide sort of a carbon price that would allow for clean energy investment, basically directly threatening the business model of Koch Industries, which is an oil and chemical conglomerate, the second largest company in America. And that, of course, would be something that would directly affect them. Cutting down on emissions would lower the profits for the Koch Industries. And so it's interesting that if you go to the transcripts and the audio at bradblog.com, you can also see where Chris Christie talks about how they want to do the big things in New Jersey and in America, but what they don't want to do that does not include doing things like clean energy.
Well, it seems throughout to Christie's comments that the big things are essentially cutting things.
Yes.
Cutting the big things are, you know, taking away public benefits from public workers. Healthcare,
cutting Social
and so
Security,
Social
cutting
Security.
Medicare, he says that flat out.
Right.
But one of the other things I think that's also important to note is that around the same time as Governor Christie withdrew from the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative right after meeting with the Koch brothers, was that he also canceled New Jersey's participation in a major infrastructure project. It would be the Hudson River Tunnel, a new tunnel to put more trains to reduce congestion on bridges and tunnels going from New Jersey to Manhattan. He withdrew from that in the middle of construction, saying it was too expensive, but also should note mass transit is also a direct challenge to Koch Industries' oil interests.
Now, when David Koch made this remark about Christie pulling out unilaterally after having met with him, just months after having met with him, perhaps weeks after having met with him, actually, in New York, David Koch says that the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative, or REGI, would have raised energy costs, reduced economic growth, and led to very little, if any, benefit for the environment. Now, PolitiFact did some looking into what the costs actually would have been for folks in New Jersey, and they found that it would have amounted to an average family of four to 42 cents a month. That's it. So the cost.
A postage stamp a month.
Exactly. So the cost wouldn't have, you know, it would have raised the energy cost, not for families really, but for big corporate titans like David Koch. And that was something that actually I had in the story before the good folks like Gavin and the other editors there at Mother Jones were able to tame it down a bit. I'd like to get back to that at some point because I think this is very key, and the position that Christie has on global warming is in is different than that of the Kochs. He's a believer in science. Chris Christie
yes,
is.
Yes, he does honor the science. He believes that the scientists are not lying about climate change.
Right.
But the big difference is he doesn't think we need to do anything about it. It's too expensive to do anything about it.
This is interesting.
Yeah.
Actually, if I could.
Sure.
I wrote a little piece on Reggie when around the time Christie was pulling out,
mm-hmm.
and I spoke to Jeff Tittle, who is the director of New Jersey's Sierra Club, and he said, you know, politically Christie is trying to have it both ways, you know, presenting himself as this green energy advocate to New Jersey residents, but appealing nationally to, you know, Tea Party crowd, mm-hmm. and, you know, Americans for Prosperity, you know, is always attacking. Reggie is an example of excessive taxation.
Right.
So, and
at the same time, because, yeah, in fact, he has promised, you know, major investments in offshore wind and solar. So he really is trying to have it both ways. And it's interesting.
And yeah. Now he's finally he's admitting that, you know, he's considering a presidential bid. You know, back then, you know, he's still denying it, you know, denying it.
Well, and there was a story from, is it Aaron Ross at Mother Jones today that ran as well, that looks at whether Chris Christie really is considering a presidential bid this year in 2012. And we're coming up against the clock here, so I don't know if we're going to have, we may have one more moment for a comment from Charles Koch in his closing. I'd point you folks to Mother Jones and bradblog.com to get the full contents of Chris Christie's remarks, and of course both of the Koch brothers and the Andrew Napolitano speech, but I'll tell you, it was troubling, you know, looking back and determining that so much of this information was kept secret, is that these folks on the right feel the need to keep this secret. Gavin Aronson, as a fact checker over at Mother Jones, do folks on the left have this same kind of machine, the same kind of operation that we see in these secret Koch tapes?
Well, I mean, the right will certainly make that argument. What I can say is that during the Bush administration, he packed the FEC, the Federal Elections Commission, with a trio of these, you know, conservative, kind of libertarian thinkers,
mm-hmm.
who, you know, have just, you know, gridlocked all these decisions, and, you know, they're really hadn't even done a thing with Citizens United for the longest time, and so really, it is, I think, a Republican-led effort.
It is, although they'll tell you George Soros is paying us all off. I only wish. Gavin Aronson, we're short on time here. Gavin Aronson, thank you for joining us here today from MotherJones.com and for all the work you've done with me over the past couple of weeks on these exclusive stories. Check them out at MotherJones.com. Desi Doyen, thank you very much. And, yeah, you're going to have to just go to the websites to see Charles Koch's closing remarks since we are short on time. We'll be back same time, same Brad time, same Brad channel next week. I'm Brad Friedman from BradBlog.com. We'll see you on the blog.